High thoughts and high ideals have become insults. They are flung at anyone in public life where an opponent, a competitor, or a journalist seeking a story sees what they think might be a gap in the carefully nurtured facade or a chink in the armour. And the focus is changing. After several years of trust, integrity, and transparency being flung at people and organisations in business, those people may be enjoying a moment of schadenfreude, as the same stuff is being flung at people in the sporting world. Cyclists, for example, have been under attack, as have, unlikely though it may seem, Olympic contenders in the sport of curling. It is a double-edged sword. Business has long argued at every turn that the answer to the criticism has to be yet more transparency that they fondly hope will turn, like alchemists in medieval times, into the burnished gold of integrity and trust. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. And the difference has little to do with the aspirations, but all to do with how good the business is at doing its job. If the wheels come off, as they might in cycling, then all is lost. Any nasties will be found in the wreckage. Perhaps, people might say, it is time for business and sport to learn from each other. Both are being hit by the same problems, whether they are outsourcers of infrastructure projects or teams boasting of sporting excellence. Reputations are at risk. Maybe it is time to pool ideas and see what happens. In my experience, the answer to that is a simple one. Not a lot. I've been to many a seminar where recently retired sporting heroes have been passing what is usually referred to as their leadership secrets onto a group of business folk. They've invariably been enjoyable occasions, but somewhat limited as a source of life-changing insights. And of course, they're built on a bit of a false premise. If you look, for example, at the website of the management business of Sir Clive Woodward, the only man to have coached an England rugby team to World Cup victory, you find that now he is working across various businesses to support teams and organisations to improve both individual and collective performance. And I'm sure the advice and the coaching will be valuable. But in my experience, that is not really why people in business want to sit at the feet of their sporting heroes. They are there to feel a kinship and connection to the people they have previously only watched and admired from afar. A key part of the Sir Clive Woodward experience, we learn, could be a team talk and lunch in the England team's changing room. And that is where the transfer of the magic from the sports star to business manager takes place. Seminars on the DNA of a champion are all very well. It is being with the great sports star that is more important. I was at a small dinner with a one-time England cricket captain only the other evening, and what he said was fascinating, scandalous, and off the record. But I would not go to him for insights on how to seek elusive business success. For that, you need mentoring by a peer in another business, a chat, problems explained, and discussed quietly in private. That is where the transfer of business expertise really takes place. Leave the rest to your childhood self, wanting to feel what it is like to tread in giants' footsteps.